tonight's only audience members, Maria's parents.
It's going to be a special, special, special. My curly hand's pretty hot. These curls are going to be tight.
All right, and we're ready. Let's hear you laugh. Let's hear you laugh. Hi. Yay! And the clapping, that's right. We're ready to begin. Wayne, let's get some music going. Get Maria out here. You know her from birth. You've known her for a long time, since the very beginning. Let's have a big round of applause, a big Eagle Rock welcome for Maria Bamford.
Dedication! Wayne Fetterman! Thanks so much for coming, Mom and Dad. I don't know about you, but I'm really pretty concerned about celebrity chef Paula Deen, because now her recipes really read like a suicide note.
Yeah, we're going to be making some sweet dreams. Little balls of butter, shortening, Crisco, Fat Mac, cracklings, blubber, suet, margarine, mayonnaise. Each day I wake to a fresh nightmare. The pain is too great.
I'll roll that in some granulated sugar.
Powdered sugar, candy, candy corn, gummy sneaks, Mentos, cookies. Some nerds don't look for me. I've made a plan and I will follow through with it.
Gonna dress that some hot fudge.
Heavy cream, whipped cream, sour cream, ice cream. Cake batter, peanut butter, fresh fried stuffed marshmallow fluff waffle. An egg! Bon appetit and goodbye.
She'll be fine. I'm trying to learn to cook. Everybody always says how easy it is to cook, but it is not any easier than not cooking. Oh, just get a really good virgin olive oil. Girl Scout cookie wrapped in meat. Oh, no, just slice up a couple of vegetables. Squeezy cheese on finger, can of wine. No, just preheat the oven. Ah!
Hot power bar from glove compartment.
Oh, doodly doo, doodly doo, doodly doo.
Fresh from the oven.
So, I wish they'd provide recipes for food they can get at the gas station. Have you ever had a gas station tuna fish sandwich? Oh my God, they're so good. Because there's no tuna in it. It's just a scrumptious, fishy nougat. Or a gas station muffin. Oh, you'd have to start with the color yellow. Those beautiful golden giants, how do they make them seem so real? I always want to call up one of those public radio cooking shows and ask,
"Hi, my husband and I, we love this show. Guests are coming up at 6. I'm going to pick up the Slurpees at 5:45. The corn dog taquito rollers, in order to keep them warm, do I just sit on them?"
I'll take my answer off the air.
I have some friends who are health-oriented, and they say things like,
"You know, you love carrot cake. All you need to do is just put a carrot in a cake pan."
Oh, you mean instead of having something that I really like, have a lot of something that I really hate? In that vein, I have exchanged my afternoon M&M snack with a long walk through the tunnels of the LA River. And I listened to myself making this noise.
It's almost a little too rich.
A little too sweet.
I would like to be a vegetarian because I would like to think that I'd be an Oscar Schindler in the face of a systematic genocide. But apparently, first they came for the cheeseburgers, and I said nothing because I was not a cheeseburger.
Thank you.
cool. Not cool. Okay. Cookies. Cookies. That's what makes it so special. Hey! Right? Anybody? Cookies. Here you go. Please.
Wow.
Please take one or...
One?
Okay, well, I mean, you could have two. We gotta make sure there's enough for everybody in the crew. Gotta make sure... Would you like a cookie? Yes. Yes. Oh, sound friend. Okay, we'll have to keep...
I'll take the tray.
Okay. Oh, great. Thank you so much. See, there's a loving couple in the audience tonight. I myself have not had a lot of confidence. I have not had the gift of...
Yeah, we both met. We both just kind of knew.
Oh, so you guys never fight about anything?
Oh. He doesn't like onions.
Oh. So you never had any issues you had to work through with, like, a fucking workbook? You know, if I were you, I'd just watch out for red flags. Oh, okay. But what if I'm like a flag factory that only manufactures giant red flags?
Maybe you need to learn to be the one before you meet the one.
Who's that, Bob Dylan? He's so funny.
Hey, good luck.
Yeah, good luck with whatever you're doing. Merlin the magician with your book of spells and potions.
I heard a DJ say on the radio,
yeah, if a woman's over 40 and she's never been married, there's something wrong with her. Oh, no! Oh, no!
You're doing a great job.
Oh, who's that?
Your self-esteem.
Awesome. Yeah, certainly. There's the possibility of dying alone. But I'm fun. Pretty soon they're going to wheel your wheelchair into a wall and forget about you for 5 hours. Miss Bamford, we'd wondered where you'd gone.
Oh, I was just... working out this puzzle in the air. I finished the old mill, and now I'm finding pieces of sky.
You gonna spend time with Mr. Peterson later this afternoon?
Oh, no, we're just keeping it casual.
If you ever get in a terrible relationship, sometimes that can happen. You make a mistake. My last boyfriend, he said... Sometimes I get arrested because I don't like ice in my drinks. And I said, oh my God, that's great, because I cry at everything. Let's help each other. Also, if your sweet pea says something like, hey babe, I just want to let you know, I would never hit you.
Oop, you're going to be getting a beat down. Yep, right quick. Brace for impact. Papa's coming home.
And I know the signs of domestic violence because I've been an off and on, potentially volatile relationship with myself. I know I seem really charming when we're together, but I'll keep it down because I have a bit of a temper. Whenever it's just me, all of a sudden I can't predict it for no reason at all. I'll start yelling at myself, why don't you go to the gym and have a baby?
I can be so sweet. I mean, later I'll make it up to myself, and I'll buy myself a hermit crab and paint the shell in my favorite NFL team colors, purple people eaters. If people don't see that side of me, I'm so sweet. So sweet.
The great thing about getting older is I've stopped lying to get into relationships.
You know when somebody asks you.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes. I haven't seen it. I just want to connect. I want us to keep being together.
I was on E-Harming Me as well as Attach.glom. And those ones were, I cast a wide net. I said I was a little more active and flexible than I truly am, you know. Yeah. Hey, guys, I can pull on a sparkly gown and go to the steakhouse, or I can strap us both to a boxcar and ride the rails. No, I work hard. I play harder. I'll rest and I'm dead and I'm never gonna die. Got your passport? Let's go parasailing, Viking. My current ad reads, I can wear the same outfit for 5 days, or I can crouch naked in the shower and get real small. I sleep hard.
I dream harder.
I'm on a roller coaster with my dogs and Beyonce. I will wake up when it's time. Got your library card? Let's go pay off some of my fines. Because I did not borrow books. At least, I like there to be a public record of me stealing something. Mom, Dad, I hate to stop the show, but I have to give Bert his eye meds.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, okay. Yeah. You got some. Bert, you gotta put in your eye meds in.
Yeah, my friend. You need to put a little bit in here. It's so important to put in the moisturizers, because when you're a hard-working pug, things can get dry. It's the same for people as well. And Bert's basically a person. He designs menswear. He's not gay, but, you know, he's open to... He loves being a man. Okay, Bert, let's go to the show. You're the most beautiful guy in the world. I started mentoring kids in my neighborhood without telling anyone. You're weird.
Yeah, I'm weird.
My mom's gonna kill you.
Then my mom's gonna kill you.
I'm gonna tell my mom you've been swearing in front of us.
Oh, goddamn you. I already fucking told my mom some of the shit you said to me.
You're the only white person on our block.
I know! Why'd you move here?
Because
it's Mexican, I'm Mexican.
Okay, that's racist.
No, I can say I'm Mexican because I'm Mexican.
La maestra becomes el estudiante.
My dad said you're a comedian.
Yes.
Tell me a joke.
It's not like that.
How can you be a comedian if you don't have any jokes?
Okay. Call my manager. I'll explain everything.
I'm not saving all the love in my heart anymore for romance, you know. Why not put all that poor boundaries and high expectations towards everyone in my life? I started calling my parents. Dad, what happened?
What?
You said you'd call.
I thought we talked yesterday.
You know what? It's over.
Okay, I'll get your mother.
I started to listen to the emotions behind the words of my liquor store clerk.
Does the Diet Coke?
Yeah, you sound frustrated.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, I would never want to upset you. You'd let me know if you felt angry at me.
Did you just want the Diet Coke?
Well,
I just, you mean a lot to me. Where else am I going to get freezer burned Haagen-Dazs for $9 or soap that doesn't work directly across the street at four identical liquor stores? I don't know if these men's slippers that I bought here will carry me that far.
You're trying to fix it. I just need a witness to my experience.
I'm trying to learn some of the languages around my neighborhood. I've learned a little pretend Spanish. Ooh. Turns out I'm quite proficient at pretend languages. Of course, I have some pretend Swahili I'm working on. Trying to lose my accent. Pretty much a native speaker and pretend tiger. Oh, you guys didn't understand it. Sorry. Because it's in fucking tiger. I have a hard time opening up, connecting in my neighborhood, saying hi to people. And I do have a gift, though, for seeming awkward. And I'm a little shy, so sometimes I don't say much. And that happened the other night when I was with my friend and her friends. They didn't know me. All I said the whole night was, "I'm wearing my rooster dress," which I was, but they thought that I might be developmentally disabled. Then I read that people who are mentally retarded often bring entire communities together because they lack the social awareness that makes loneliness possible. They're so stupid. So I am taking a page from that book of mostly pictures, going to my local cafe, and really being more myself.
Hi! Hi, what's your name? You gotta hear me, hipster. You got your earbuds in! What's your name?
My name's Dave.
Hi, Dave! What are you doing on your laptop?
Just working on something for my band.
Dave's in a band, everybody! Dave plays music!
Dave! I'm writing a book about hogs. It's called Hog Book. And I go pour myself a grande of free half and half because it is free. And people begin to connect.
Oh, you know, Maria, she's so sweet. What, your name's Dave? I'm in music too. Yeah, that's cool. Maria, do you want the crumbs from the bakery case?
Yes, I do, Carmen!
Weaving together, a strong social network is the dum-dum. Okay. There are now 37 pot clinics on my block. Went inside the Hummingbird Collective and I said, "Would you mind if I opened a pot clinic? Like, inside of a pot clinic? Like, a little tiny, tiny, like, inside of a tiny, super tiny pot clinic. But inside of, like, this pot clinic. Because I don't need a prescription to have fun." Oh, there's a new building in my neighborhood, and ever had that happen where you don't know what it is, and it says Vineyard Outreach or Oasis, or my neighborhood was called The Rock, and there's a guy handing out some flyers. "You coming on down to The Rock this weekend? We got live music, food, drinks, stuff for the kids." That sounds like church.
"No, it's a teen center with some community-based health initiatives and a pregnancy counseling." Yeah, it's church.
I wouldn't get mad, but they have genuinely tried to trick me.
"You want to come to a show?"
"Yeah, where's it at?"
"Cool new coffee shop."
"Oh, yeah, what's it called?"
"Crossroads."
No! Stop lurking behind your Jimi Hendrix font. If they want to get the numbers in, do the switcheroo. Just call it something everybody wants to go to.
"You coming on down to Sex Hole?"
Yes! You don't even have to advertise Sex Hole. Everybody wants to go to Sex Hole. What's going on inside?
Well, you gotta come on in and find out.
Oh, that sounds like church.
Not be attending.
Hey, are you guys okay? Do you have to, you know, go to the pod, the powder room?
My dad, had prostate surgery, and, so now, he has a bag.
Nobody here is deeply religious. If you are, please just rest in the glory that I am wrong. I am trying to be more spiritual. More self-righteous. Get those confused. I wish that science, if there is a science, would come up with a brain ride where you could take a ride in someone's brain and see all their thoughts and their memories and their feelings and why they do the things they do and why they feel the way they do. And I know there's a low-tech version just called listening, but I want to ride! I want to ride. I would like to believe in something. I've heard it is supposed to feel good. That's what I imagine it feels like to believe in God. You know when you're in a third-world shantytown at midnight, and you're terrified. But then off in the distance, you see the glowing logo of an international conglomerate, and you just feel like, everything's gonna be okay! Oh, someone's looking out for me! Maybe it's time I seek the Exxon within. My mom says, honey, whatever you think about all the time, that is what you worship. Oh, that's the case. Like everyone to pop up in their Diet Coke cans, surround themselves with obese house pets, turn to page 37 in their People magazines. This holy scripture, we read the parable of Miss Kirstie Alley, once on television, then lost from pop culture. Now welcome back into the zeitgeist again, and the worst dressed shall be the best dressed, and the best dressed shall be the worst dressed. I feel bad about that I worship celebrities, but their moods create weather. Of course, I'm a tiny, frightened animal. I'm going to look towards the most powerful and fertile appearing of our species for information on how to survive. I need to find out what that Jennifer Aniston is doing. She's a strong, sexy monkey. She's going to tell us where all the bananas are located. She was quoted as saying, I always say don't make plans, make options. So you don't make plans, you make like a shitload of plans, then you don't. Anyways, that is a pretty big piece of philosophical fruit. I am going to be gnawing on that rind of Talmudic poetry for at least a couple of years. Or maybe I shouldn't be looking towards professional actors for guidance. Hey, yeah. My mom believes that you should always pray for people because maybe God will do something for them. My sister believes that you should never blast someone with energy unless they know they're being blasted, because what if they want to die slowly of Lou Gehrig's disease and you're to just screw that all up? I believe that it's all a cognitive behavioral distortion that helps compartmentalize chaos. Anyway, it's going to be a great Christmas. a lot of my friends do have religious beliefs, and I will question them. Hey, why'd that horrible thing happen?
Well, it was God's will.
Why'd that awesome thing happen?
It's God's will.
You can't just answer the same answer to every question. It just shows you didn't study.
Or maybe that's God's will.
Or the one answer they always say is,
we can't understand it. It's a mystery. God's just so much smarter than us. we can't figure it out. It's a mystery.
Well, that makes sense, because all of God's mysteries start with a horrendous murder with no discernible motive. It was Muhammad in Manhattan with a hammer. I long for the contentment and peace of mind that religious and spiritual people have, but without all the hocus pocus. So I've created a new God. He's about the size of this room. He's sort of undulating reptilian flesh, and he just has a mouth. I can't understand what he's saying, but it's really working. My sister, Sarah, who you know, is a life coach, and I've been trying to do my best to challenge her with my negative thoughts.
Where, you got one for me?
Sure. I'm worried I'm too old to be in show business.
Betty White, Dame Judi Dench, Joan Rivers, you're not old enough. Hit me.
Fear I'll never be in a loving, committed relationship.
Oof. I don't know. Pass. I'll go back.
Okay, fear this scenario. You lose everything, including your mind, except the part of your mind that knows that you lost everything. Somehow you end up in the Philippines, walking the streets of Manila in a bunch of itchy, filthy sweater remnants, plucking a one-string banjo.
No baggage. Hitting bottom is a jumping off point.
What a gift!
Hey, Maria, why don't you tell a joke about being happy, huh? Challenge yourself, okay? You have a house, you have friends, you live in Southern California. Why don't you try to tell a joke about being happy?
So you know when you're filled with a deep contentment and waves of joy keep crashing into you, and you don't think you can get any better, but your self-esteem is so high that you're just fucking
buoyed.
I do. I totally do. I used to be like you. I used to know the difference between right and wrong. But then I moved to Los Angeles, and I lost 10 pounds because they take away the food before you're done.
You're done.
Had the stomach flu for a month, and a dozen people came up to me and said, "You look amazing." I know. Have you ever thought about how thin we'll be when we're dead? I was at my grandma's funeral, and I was like, "Thank goodness it's open casket, because you got this, girl. You finally got this." My manager suggested it might be time for me to get some Botox. I said,
I'm kind of still exploring my face. I mean, is this no longer relevant?
Yeah, but you know how it goes. I used to be like you, living in a hippie cooperative, going to sleep to the click clackety clack of a loom operated by a man named Ocean, making an ill-fitting wool hat later to be sold for fair trade prices. I have protested every war. Gulf War, I put what I thought were peace signs on my face, turned out to be the Mercedes-Benz logo, a foreshadowing. I've busked for change on the street while playing a musical instrument poorly.
Oh, do you play any Tchaikovsky?
You got a dollar?
Sure. That doesn't sound like Tchaikovsky.
Well, I'm not the one who's trying to buy their classical music on the street! You know how it goes. You need health benefits, you know, so you start working for the man. You know, just I was just typing out what he had to say, you know. I felt like I was taking back the night from inside the machine because it makes a difference to this starfish. And then, you know, you get a promotion. You know, my ego says, oh, I want to be on TV. And it turns out the man
owns that. And he just wants to make you do a couple changes to your joke so as not to upset his buddies / corporate entities. And I made those changes. And then the man said, I'll give you a big bag of money if you just say exactly what I want you to say. And I took that big bag of money and I said exactly what I wanted me to say.
Now I'm redecorating my house in shades of gray.
Not the popular book. The actual ethical conundrum.